Okay, so negotiations is a cultural dichotomy. Americans typically negotiate until the contract is signed. Chinese people typically don't start negotiating until after the contract is signed. So there's a disconnect. There are many other things that are cultural dichotomies. Time, truth, truth default, trust, guanxi, fairness, values, authority. Some of this is in the book and some of it's not, but there are many cultural dichotomies. From a business person's standpoint, we have to understand that knowledge is power, okay? And the art of war is the art of deception. It's the art of misleading your competitors. It's the art of fighting without fighting. It's the art of achieving what you want with the least amount of expenditures of energy, time, and resources. There are so many books written about art of war for business, art of war for negotiations.
Yeah.
Ultimately, art of war is one of the things that Chinese people do instinctively. Okay. Our advantage, when I say our advantage as American business people is to understand how Chinese people think and what tactics they are likely to use. Success in the Chinese arena means having awareness, which I talk about quite a bit in the Chinese honeymoon period, self-awareness, cultural awareness, and situational awareness, and developing counter tactics to use to achieve the goals and the outcomes that you want. And you can only do that by culturally knowing what works in the Chinese arena and why it works. That's the purpose of the Chinese honeymoon period and all of this content that I'm creating. Okay, so awareness.
I don't really know how that would work. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I remember about that. Okay.
Right, so self awareness is 自我, 意识. What is my self awareness? 自我. All right, counter tactics would be 方法 or 技巧. All right. So I always try to throw in some language and some translations into this. All right. So this is, again, it's in the workbook, but success in the Chinese arena is 你有意识, 自我意识, 文化意识, of developing your tactics, 你的方法, 你的技巧, based on knowing what works and why. All right. When we talk about negotiating or communicating in China, what we're really talking about is the art of war tactics that are being employed. Okay. So I sometimes say know the China game and you can play the China game or you can win the China game. Think of it as a game. If you think of it as a game, then you won't be frustrated when people are behaving the way they do, right? So the art of war tactics in play are the cultural dichotomies. Okay. So time is a weapon. Why? Because time is a cultural dichotomy, and I'm going to explain why in the next slide. Frustration is a weapon. When Westerners get frustrated negotiating or communicating with people in China, which they normally always do, that actually is a weapon that Chinese people are employing. They want you to be frustrated. Okay, because the person who has a low EQ, who gets emotional and frustrated and starts banging the table, that's the person that's going to lose, all right? And one of the things that frustrates us as Americans is Chinese people speak, they're very ambiguous. They're very non-committal. Sometimes you don't actually really know what they want and what they're talking about. They can't seem to answer a direct question with a direct answer. We talked about this in the last meetup, where there are multiple ways to ask a yes or no question, and each one will lead to a different result. So that'll be very interesting. So these tactics for Chinese people are instinctual, which means that the majority of the people who you encounter have never read The Art of War. It's an ancient document. Okay, they've never read it, but some of those tactics and strategies and communication styles are so embedded in Chinese culture that they become subconscious. not deliberate. All right. So to give you a little bit of translation, time as a weapon is 时间观念。我们和中国人时间观念不一样。We have a different concept of time. All right. Frustration is 被激怒。Okay. If they can frustrate you by being non-committal, if they can frustrate you by being silent, if they can frustrate you by not being able to answer a yes or no question, if they can frustrate you by coming up with an excuse, just assume they're doing that because it creates an advantage for them. Ambiguity is a weapon, is 故意, deliberately, 故意, 不清不楚. It's deliberate, or it's subconscious, or it's cultural. It actually doesn't matter which one it is. It's how they engage, interact, and communicate. They're ambiguous, purposefully, deliberately, tactically, and culturally. Your advantage is understanding why it happens and how to get beyond the superficial statements and get to what you really want to get to. And we talk about that a lot in the last session. All right, so time, we're going to do an example. Why is time a cultural dichotomy? You would think time flows the same for everybody, but it does not. And the reason is when we look at time and we say it flows linearly, 1 hour in America is 1 hour in China, 1 year in America is one year in China, we're thinking in a very linear fashion. Okay. Time tells us when. It might tell us where, but the problem is it doesn't tell us how, and it doesn't tell us why. That's the problem. All right. Somebody in your position knows this next one very well. Money has a time component, the financial value of money, the net present value of expected future returns is different. $100 today is more valuable than $100 10 years from now. So if you're talking finance with someone who doesn't understand finance, then your concept of time is completely different, right? Emotional time. How much patience do you have? You will often find that Westerners lack patience, while Chinese people seem to be infinitely patient. All right, so emotional time plays a factor. Psychological time. How long should something take? How long should we wait? How long should somebody be given to complete a specific task? Very simple. It's psychological. If I'm on a first date and my date is late for 30 minutes, I'm probably not going to be upset when she finally shows up. But if my son is late for 10 minutes and makes me wait, I'm probably going to be upset. So why am I upset over 10 minutes but not upset over 30 minutes? It's psychological. That's how time is different. Relative time. Okay, for whom? All right, time is relative. Chinese think in relative terms. There's relative truth, there's relative time. All right, who is actually looking at the clock and who is enjoying the process of doing whatever is being done? Personal time, again, arrive early, arrive punctual, arrive late. How much do you value your personal time? This is where most Westerners unintentionally create a disadvantage because we feel our time is valuable. We feel, I don't want to waste my time. Time, life is short. These are all the mantras that create a disadvantage for Westerners when they negotiate in China because China people perceive Westerners as impatient. They can use time to create an advantage because Westerners have a tendency to get impatient. Do you exchange money for time or do you exchange time for money? This is the value system. Do you value your time more than your money, or do you value your money more than your time? The real question is, when you're negotiating with people in China, is what do they value? And when you take all of these differences, China time to most Westerners is where everything just feels uncomfortable. It just feels uncomfortable. That's what we call China time, because everything is different. Everything is a dichotomy. Everything's from a different perspective. Everything is from a different value system. And the only way to overcome that is to ask yourself one question. When there are these contrasts, are you curious why Chinese people behave this way? Or do you tend to complain, why can't they behave a different way? If you're a complainer and someone who gets frustrated, you are creating an instant disadvantage. If you can activate your curiosity and understand why, then you can figure out how to counteract their tendencies. And I'll show you that in a second. Generally speaking, Westerners believe time is their most valuable commodity. However, when you let this mindset affect your attitude and your approach, it becomes a disadvantage. And let me tell you why. Because Chinese people believe, well, yo, this is Sijian. I have all the time in the world. So if you believe time is money, and if you're at a negotiations with someone in China and you say, come on, guys, time is money, let's stop wasting time, you're just telling them how to defeat you. If you ever say in a meeting in China, says, come on, guys, let's stop wasting so much time, you're creating a disadvantage for yourself. Because basically what you're saying is, this is my weakness. I value time more than anything. Whereas the people in China will think, well, yo, this is Sijian. I got all the time in the world. That's where my advantage comes from. And what happens is we become puppets to our China masters, thinking that we are superior because we have a different value system. But in practice, they are actually orchestrating how things will play out, because we have so many disadvantages created by our perceptions of what we believe is more valuable or most valuable. All right. The translation for puppet is, do you know? It's Kuile.
Oh, yeah, not even close.
All right. So, anyway, it's all in the workbook. Now, how do you, now that I've kind of given you a very, very brief overview of some of these cultural dichotomies, especially related to time, how do we counteract this? How do we win at our negotiations when our Chinese people are behaving the way that they behave, whether they've studied the art of war or it's just deeply embedded in their Chinese minds and their Chinese tactics and how they think? So I want to talk about what I call art of war counter tactics. How do we behave when Chinese people behave the way that they do? All right. First is, you have to learn to be vague intentionally. Why? Because when you are vague, you will compel the other side to actually do something. What happens in a typical negotiations between Westerners and Chinese people that is very frustrating for Westerners is Westerners will ask, okay, can you accept what I've proposed? Okay. And then the Westerner will be frustrated because Chinese people are very noncommittal. And what will happen is Chinese people are noncommittal, noncommittal, noncommittal. And then the Westerner will say, okay, let me offer them a little bit more. Okay. Let me be a little bit more clear about this. Let me just put all the cards on the table. This is what we can give you. All right. No more, no more. This is it. And then Chinese people, noncommittal, noncommittal. Okay. So what happens is, being noncommittal is a negotiations tactic. Think about it that way. If I'm negotiating with another American, I would think, hey, you put your cards on the table. I put my cards on the table. Let the chips fall where they may. This is how we can benefit each other. That's not how it works in China. Chinese people say, you put your cards on the table, I'm going to wait. You'll put more cards on the table, I'll wait a little bit more, and you'll put more cards on the table. That's what's happening. All right. So when you are intentionally vague, what it does is it says, instead of aligning on the specifics, what can I give you? What can you give me in return? What you want to do is you want to align on process, which means what do we need to talk about in order to move the process forward, as opposed to what do we need to talk about in order to agree on the specifics of the deal? That's the dichotomy. So your counter tactic is, if they're vague, just be vague. And we can get into examples of that. You also have to learn how to be silent deliberately. Westerners, the majority of Westerners have a tendency where they don't like awkward silence, which means if the Chinese people are silent, a Westerner cannot resist himself or herself and they will start talking. Okay. Whenever you start talking and the other side is silent, you're actually creating advantage for the other side. And you're also opening the door for a circular conversation. Because most of the time, when you break the silence, you're trying to add pieces to the offer that may be not directly related to the topic that's being discussed. And it opens the door for other things to be challenged. If you're talking about an offer, just be silent. Wait for the reaction to the offer. When you start adding things to the offer and say, oh, by the way, don't worry. If things go bad, we have customer service that'll be on call 24/7. They'll answer your questions. Then you open the door for, well, what's the guarantee for that? And that's not even, then suddenly you're not even talking about the offer anymore. You're talking about something that's not directly related to what you're trying to talk about. Okay, so that creates a disadvantage. It creates a circular conversation. So you want to be silent, deliberately. And the final strategy is you want to be surprised pleasantly. Okay. And you want to do that because you want to give face and you want to strengthen guanxi and trust. This is the biao mian gongfu that we talked about in the other slide. Okay. Whatever the Chinese people say, the typical reaction for the Westerner is just to react authentically. If I don't like what you're offering me, my face will squint. I said, I'm not sure about that. That's okay. You have to learn to always be surprised and pleasantly surprised. Okay, because you want to give face and you want to strengthen guanxi and you want to understand that negotiations doesn't end when the contract is signed. Negotiations continues through the life of the partnership. All right. So a little bit of translation before we end. Vague is 不清不楚. All right. Silent is 无语. Surprised is, do you know the answer?
Surprise. 惊讶.
惊讶. 惊讶. Or 惊喜.
惊喜. Yeah.
惊喜
yeah.
adds the pleasant component to surprised. Okay. 惊讶 is surprised, literally translated. 惊喜 as the pleasant component to the surprise, because if you're dating, you always want to 给你的女朋友一个惊喜.
Okay.
You don't want her to be, you don't want her to be 惊讶.
Pleasant surprise.
You
right.
want her to, you want to give her a 惊喜, a pleasant surprise.
All right. I love it.
可以说,
so that is the
无语,无语,可以说, 安静.
安静 is quiet.
I see. Okay.
Okay. 无语 is don't speak. No words.
I see.
Right. So, right on time. We didn't want to keep these sessions any longer than an hour.
So
these
cool.
These are called 1 hour Chinese language and cultural immersion experiences.